Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Julian, please?
This is Julian.
Hi, Julian. It's Arlita. How are you?
How you doing, Miss Mooney? I'm well, and yourself?
Good. Just getting back from vacation. You had called and left the voicemail.
Yes. So I have a question. Do you guys offer insurance?
Oh, Julian. We do, but it's not. It's horrible. It is a waste of money. It is a preventative care plan that doesn't cover anything.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering because I'm on the penny insurance.
Right.
And I was just wondering if that's any better than what I got going on.
It is not. If you have insurance through penny, that's the one you. Yes. Stay with them because this will just screw you out of money.
Okay.
And you don't want that.
Okay. Okay, I was just wondering about that because I was trying to look at better options, better insurance options. So
yeah.
I figured I'd check with you guys.
It's good to check in with me, and I usually refer, like if people have Medicaid and it's being cut off, I always tell them to look at what else they have to offer because ours is just a skeleton plan that's a waste of money, and it's really not fair to even offer it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you kept it straight with me, because, I was looking, because I was having issues with, so my insurance only covers, like, specific insulins. And I've been having issues with them. Like, they were supposed to, you heard of Express Script?
Yes.
So they were supposed to, my insurance wants to deal with Express Script and not my pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to cut me a discount. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So I did it. And then all my medications, I had like 17 medications, including my two insulins, right? So my doctor, because I got a new PCP, my doctor was like, okay, we're going to do this because I haven't been without medication for a while. We're going to order you insulin, this, that, third. I said, all right. So let's do it. Well, Express Scripts calls me about four or five of my medications. My scripts, well, one of them is like the, what's it called? The Dexcom G7.
Okay.
It's like a free Libre button that you put in your arm for your insulin, for your sugar, I mean.
Right.
To check your sugar. So they don't cover that. They don't. Huh?
Like, why not? I'm going through the same exact thing with the people about what my medication is, but yes.
So it's like a lot of things, and then the insulins that I was on, they don't cover. So we went through a whole process where I had to actually call my insurance and have them give me a list of what insulins they do cover. So I wrote all 22 insulins down that they do cover, and I gave it to my PCP, and then my PCP ordered insulins that they do cover for them to say they don't have it. And then it was
what?
Like, are you? Yeah, it was. Listen, what was it? Saturday. Was it Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday. Saturday, I just picked up my insulin after not having insulin for 3 months. I was using, so my mother, they changed her insulin.
Uh-huh.
So the insulin that she had, her and I were on the same insulin. So I used all
her leftovers.
Yeah, all the stuff that she had left over from when they changed it. Then luckily I had enough, you know, to make it through. But yeah, it was just, it
like,
was crazy. Like,
killing you. Literally killing you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the medications,
like,
too. Like, I was going without medication.
Type of, this is super disrespectful on it, just yeah, my blood is
So it was just,
boiling
it was
with
just crazy. It was real crazy with the, what they were doing. I went without pills. So I'm on cholesterol pills. I'm on blood pressure medication. I'm on GERD medication. Stuff that really affects my day to day. You know.
And so now you had to start all over.
Yeah, I went without everything, and then finally they sent it to me. But when they sent it to me, I specifically asked they sent it to a different address because I live in the city. These kids, they had a habit of stealing my packages, not just my packages, but everybody's packages, because I'm in the middle of four schools. So there's a lot of kids around me that live around in my area. So sure enough, they shipped it, and the package got stolen. So I called them, and they was like, "Oh, it was shipped." And I'm like, "Well, I didn't get it."
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You told because
So
they
it.
shipped it to the address they that you told them not to ship it to.
Yeah, they shipped it to my home address, and I asked them not to ship it here. I wanted it to ship somewhere else where it would be safe. It's out in the country, that it would be, like if it was left on the porch for a week, nobody would touch it, you know? Versus in the city where you put it down for 5 minutes and walk away and it's gone.
Yeah, they're already plotting before you even drop it. They
Yeah.
followed the truck to your house.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's medication. So these people took a bag of medication that you can't do anything with, you know what I'm saying?
I live in
None of
Philly,
it's going to get
so
you high, none of it.
I live in Philly, so yeah, this is what we deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it was just a cluster of bad judgments and misrepresentation and bullshit. It's just they said they would do, they said they would do one thing and they didn't, and then it got to the point where I was calling them like almost every day, like, "Yo, where's my medication?" Like after they realized that it was stolen, they told me it was stolen. Like, why would I lie to you about medication? I'm not trying to double up on my medication. You know what I'm saying? And then I gotta
There's
pay
nothing you
for it,
could
like
do for it.
seriously.
There's nothing you could do with it other like
Yeah, and then I'm paying for it, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause my co-pays are insane, you know what I'm saying? Like my insulin, the one insulin is $91 I gotta pay for, and the other one is 77. So, 'cause my insurance only covers so much. But that's just for the insulin. You know what I'm saying? And then my other, you know, 13 scripts, you know what I'm saying? I'm paying like 11 for, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? I'm not trying to double pay for what? No. So I finally talked them into believing me and understanding that I didn't receive my medication. It was stolen off my property.
And now your blood pressure is probably off the charts because this is too stressful.
Yeah. They finally sent it. I picked everything up on Saturday after I had them send it to the Reading Hospital pharmacy instead of sending it to my house.
Smart.
Yeah. Because my pharmacist was closed. So they said, "Oh, well, it'll be there Saturday," and I was like, "All right, send it to the Reading Hospital pharmacist." And then I picked it up Saturday, so it worked out where I got my medication. So, but yeah, I just wanted to find out about the insurance situation to see if y'all offered anything better than what I had.
I
And
can't offer you anything but shenanigans and
I understand.
yes. Well, definitely call me because this is def yeah. How do you cope? Like, do you go to the gym?
I have a gym in my house. I work out at home.
Good.
Yeah, I have an elliptical, I have weights, I have resistance bands. And most of my day I spend watching TV in there. You know. So that's just how I cope. Yeah, that and eating healthier. I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. Like, I snack all day on fruit and vegetables, whether it's like carrot sticks, celery sticks with ranch dip in the ranch dressing or something like that, or if it's like fruit cups or actual fruit, making smoothies and stuff.
Good.
I love my Ninja. I love my blender. So I do smoothies with crushed ice. That's
Great.
pretty much how I've been coping. But yeah, everything's been better. It's been better since finally getting my medication and stuff, and because everything was frustrating. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with these people, and them not having it together. And this is the Express Scripts is what my insurance wanted me to go through when I was going through my own pharmacy and not having these issues. Yeah, I was paying a little more, but I wasn't having all these issues.
That's basically what my insurance did for me to me, and we pay a shit ton for it, so.
Yeah, that's insane.
All
That
right. Well, sorry I didn't have better answers for you.
Oh, it's all right. I appreciate the answer you gave me, because anybody else would have been like, "Oh yeah, sure, we offer it. Here you go. Goes the information. Go ahead and get it." I would have been upset a couple
But
months
then
from now, like, "Oh my
it
God."
causes so much problems when
Yeah.
they get it and they don't like it, and then our big corporate office refuses to cancel people. Like, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I'd rather not go through all that. So I appreciate it. I'm going through enough. So I appreciate you for your honesty and keeping it real. I definitely appreciate that.
All right. I will talk to you later. Keep in
Yes,
touch.
ma'am.
All
I will
right.
definitely.
Okay.
You have a good one.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.